Well, of course, we've got you in for a particular reason, and maybe you can tell us all about it. What is it?
Well, our new single comes out very soon, and I believe you've got the first play on it.
I hope so. I'm not quite sure, anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, what is the special connotation of the record this time? I mean, you've got a particular close connection yourself, haven't you?
Well, Time Seller. Well, the thing is, I never have any time to do anything, and I just dreamed up the idea of this man who could sell time.
You wrote it yourself?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, but Eddie Harding and Phil Sawyer and myself did all the music together, you know. And Pete put some Indian finger symbols on it.
How do you feel, you know, just interrupting you for a second, being split now from Stevie, you know, Stevie Winwood?
Well, I think I feel probably the same as Stevie, a bit more freer.
Really? What was the reason for the split of it?
Well, we had different musical ideas. We wanted to go in different directions. I think I remember telling you that last time I saw you, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Do you think that this new sound you've got on this record, which is certainly different, we'll be hearing it in a second, is going to be the right thing for you?
Well, it's only one of the things that we'd like to do. You know, instead of staying on the same level, we'd like to progress, you know, and I think this is a rough idea of one of the things that we'd like to do.
Now, the record comes out, what, 4 or 5 weeks' time, doesn't it? So we've got a really kind of early play here.
Oh, actually, sooner. It comes out the 28th of July.
28th? Oh, it's a couple of weeks,
yeah.
Then. But you're going off to America soon.
That's right. We go off a week on Monday.
And you're doing, this is not only travelling you're doing, is it? Either?
No, we just come back from Budapest, which is quite riotous, because at the end of the show...
I was going to ask you about
that. Yeah, that's right. They set the programmes on fire and then threw the programmes underneath the wooden benches and set the wooden benches on fire.
Yeah, we read all about this in the paper, you know, real burn-up, in other words.
It was, you're not kidding.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, we'll talk to you more about it in a minute. Let's listen to this record, which, as you said, is called...
Time Seller.
Beautiful. A new single by the Spencer Davis Group, Time Seller. Oh, is that the first play in the world anyway, Spence?
That's the first play in the world, yeah.
Oh, excuse us while we gloat for a few seconds. Listen, how did you get that kind of fantastic string sound there?
There's eight in the string section, four double basses and four violas. Phil Sawyer, that is, came back from a concert and came back with a ridiculous idea. He'd seen this these bases being bogged, said, we must do it. And I said, yeah, explain it to me.
Very unusual. Any problems doing it? You said something about...
On those last three drum beats, you know, we had terrible sort of problems with that, you know. We had Phil sort of sitting at Pete's drum kit sort of going boom, 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 and I was telling the sound engineer what sound I wanted. I wanted to get that sort of 1812 sort of sound, you know. We got it eventually.
Tchaikovsky was in on the session too, wasn't he?
He came along, yeah.
Listen, you've mentioned Phil. Who else is in the group now?
Eddie Hardin on bass pedals and... keyboard, of course, on the organ, and vocals as well. And Pete's still with me, Pete Wilkins.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, congratulations. It's absolutely superb. The first play in the world of Time Seller, we hope, anyway. And we hope it's a big hit, Spence.
Thanks very much, Clint.
Thanks for coming along. And, of course, everyone, you'll be able to buy that one in 2 weeks.